Old buildings have fascinated the man known as Bug since he was a kid. He recalls happily exploring the vacant Victorian homes in the small town of Nelson, British Columbia, when he was just 6 years old.
I was always crawling around these old abandoned buildings looking for treasure. And then when I started using that material to build with, I realized that the treasure was the building itself.
Today, Deacon is the founder and driving force behind Petaluma-based Heritage Salvage, a growing enterprise that he says can trace its origins to a hasty house-building project on the mudflats of Vancouver in 1970.
We built a house out of reclaimed building materials. We actually took down a Chinese tenement building in Vancouver, saved all the good parts, and took it across to North Vancouver and built on the mudflats in between high tide and low tide. And if there was a building there already, you could still live in it rent-free. So we built this building in 10 days and made it look like it had always been there.
That's just one of the many stories Deacon has collected in his newly published semi-autographical book, Heritage Salvage, Reclaimed Stories. The full-color, hardbound volume is brimming with photographs, newspaper clippings, and, of course, stories.
We were going to do kind of a glossy display of all these beautiful old barns and buildings and water tanks we'd taken down and all the beautiful restaurants we'd built. But I had this feeling that I just had to somehow describe how I got there from where I started. And that sort of became the scrapbook.
It began, Deacon admits, as a semi-serious promotional vehicle for his business. But when Petaluma publishers Cameron & Company got wind of the project and took it on, the writing deadline became fully serious.
They said, we need 30,000 words. So I actually jumped on a train. I had to go to the Midwest. And so I took the train from Emeryville to Chicago and wrote most of the 30,000 words. It's that white noise that helps me write. I love writing in the rain or by the ocean. And so the train was my third choice of white noise. Plus, there's no real internet and you don't have a lot of phone contact. So I just went, oh, this is perfect.
Raised in a big storytelling family, Deacon has long believed that the tales that accompany his deconstructed barns, water tanks, chicken coops, and other salvage structures are as interesting and important as the materials they're made of. And his customers seem to agree.
There's a lot of people that come to Heritage Salvage and love the idea that they're getting a story with their table or their wood or if they're redoing a whole bar. And we've done over 90 restaurants. There's like 20 of them or so in the book.
In recent years, Deacon's storytelling penchant has expanded into not just the book, but radio and a series of what he calls Reclamation Road videos. Looking ahead down that road, he's now envisioning salvage work on a grander scale, reclaiming the hearts of small towns left empty by shifting economic currents.
I want to go across the country in extreme makeover style, rebuild one signature building in the town. Sycamore, Ohio, for example. Pillsbury started the town 120 years ago, and they're dying on the vine, and there's this beautiful old granary there. And I'd love to rebuild that into sort of a signature bar and grill, the Center for Social Capital.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.